So it's what?
They warmed over?
Yeah. Ever say head over?
Yeah, head over.
Do you say that in your family?
Oh, I expect.
You put food in your mouth, first thing you do is
chew it,
and then you
swallow it.
Now there are different kinds of things you can make out of corn. What kind of corn would you use if you ate it? Just pick it up from the stick and take it.
Oh, roast ears?
And what kind of corn would that be?
Oh, it would be sweet corn, or there's different kinds.
Or there's something else you can do to the corn. You can throw some lye in with it and make
honey. Uh-huh. I remember when the folks used to make honey, had the hopper and run off lye, put wood ashes in it and pour water over it, and then they'd take the covering off a grain of corn with that lye. We made our own hominy.
Mm-hmm.
Made our own soap.
Now if you ground this up, what would you call it?
Corn meal. Anything else? Corn flakes. Corn flakes, I reckon, are made out of corn.
I don't see. You mentioned walnut trees a while ago. What do you call the hard outer cover on the walnut? You know there are two covers on a walnut?
Yes.
The hard outer one and the soft.
The hull.
What do you call I had that wrong. The hard cover is the inner one.
Yes.
And the soft one's the outside.
Yes.
Now the soft outside one you call
walnut hull, whatever I know.
And the hard inside one you'd call what?
Well, I don't know what you'd call that. We always talk about hull and walnuts.
Yeah.
Well, that's to take the outside covering off.
Yeah, and then you come to the what?
Well, you come to the inside.
Call
shell?
That?
Shell?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Whether you'd say...
I believe that's right.
Whether you'd say they had two hulls or whether you'd say there was a hull and a shell.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that'd be right, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Now on top of a corn stalk, you have what?
Tassel.
And you also have well, on the ear of corn, the hairs
have the shuck and the silk. The husk and the silk.
And, what kinds of melons did you have?
The watermelon, the mushmelon.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all?
Cantaloupe?
Well, some people call the mushmelon the cantaloupe. I don't know if they're any different than not, I guess. I don't know, I always thought the cantaloupe and the mushroom were the same thing.